I'm Jen, she's Lex, and we are the Blatchelorettes. On this week's episode, we are covering the first four episodes, right, of Dating and Related, because you didn't watch five. Mm-hmm. I watched five, so...
You watched five?
I did watch five, so I'm going to try to, like, not say anything from five, but I definitely watched it. And I'm not impressed, but that's fine. That's fine. Moving on.
Overall, for Dating and Related, like, the first two episodes caught me, and then from episode three, I was like... I'm not even gonna lie, I was just not that interested after three, which is why I was like, okay, I'll make it to four and then take a break.
Yeah, the thing is that I think the show has a real issue, just like there are not enough women on the show to make it worth watching. So they're introducing all these men, which we'll explain like later on, of course, but like there are not enough women in the villa for it to make it worth it. And then there's not enough Black people or any other person of color present in this entire process. So I'm really just watching it because I want to see those lip filler twins get their comeuppance. I'm really just watching it for revenge at this point, to be super honest.
I call them the fake Kardashians because that's really all they are, truly. Like, that's what they cast them to be honest. Like, and they're not even good at it. I'm sorry. Like, they're not, you know, people watch the Kardashians because the Kardashians are entertaining. I wouldn't know, but I'm assuming that's why a lot of people still watch that show. But they're not entertaining. They're just there.
Yeah. So let's start at the beginning. So Dating and Related is a show hosted by Melinda. You remember for her Too Hot to Handle. I think that was season two or three. Super hot Black woman. She ended up with Marvin, who was the French guy who turned out to be a fucking player. Who had like 30,000, he had been on like 30,000 reality shows before and had like 20,000 girlfriends. So fuck Marvin. She then went to Peter, I think. His name is Peter, who was from that season, who was super into her, but she was feeling Marvin more. They dated in real life after this, and I think she'll be dating someone different now because I haven't seen any posts of her and Peter in a while.
Yeah, I haven't, and I haven't heard about her breaking up with Peter either. So part of me is like, are they together? Are they not? I don't. I'm assuming they're not, because at the end of the day, these are reality show relationships. Like,
yeah, and it could go either way. So, you know, so they're not together. She's dating somebody new, I believe. But yes, Netflix has tapped her to be the host of a show called Dating and Related, which is not about incest. I still have to say this clearly every single time I talk about it. It's not some Targaryen bullshit. It's not incest. It's just, it's a sibling dating show, which doesn't make it sound better. But you come, Lex and I are related. Lex and I are siblings, right? For the preface of this conversation, Lex and I are sisters. And so other people who are related to each other, like, you know, brothers and sisters, brothers and brothers, sisters and sisters, et cetera, go to the villa in the south of France to date other people's siblings. So we're not dating each other. We're dating other people's siblings.
We cannot impress upon that more. These siblings are not dating each other. Brothers are not dating sisters. They are dating other people's siblings. So pairs of siblings. So basically it's just pairs of hot siblings among other pairs of hot siblings. And the whole premise is that the siblings are supposed to be each other's like wingmen, wingwomen, try to like get them to hook up with people or get them to find love. They were like, who better to rely on than your siblings? And I was like, oh, you mean the people who enable each other?
Like, I could think of 30 other people who'd be better to rely on than my little brother.
Because
my little brother is a chaos agent in the sense where he does not think I deserve anybody. He thinks everybody is not good enough for me. So then what's the point of going with the man if nobody is good enough for me? He's never going to approve. It's okay, because I don't approve either. That's the point, right?
That's the point. He will enable each other and not approving of anyone. Meanwhile, my brothers are completely clueless. And if they went on this show, they would be pairing me with the worst dude bros of all time. So happy that this is not a show, not a thing for us.
Not a thing for us, but it's okay. So it starts off with, I believe, six pairs of siblings, if memory serves. Because you have Maddie and Lily, you have Joey and Karina. Obviously, Joey and Karina are, well, not obviously, Joey and Karina are brother and sister. Maddie and Lily are sisters.
Yes. We
have
Nina and Diane. Explain siblings.
Nina and Diana are twins. They're twin sisters, but they're not identical.
They are identical.
They said they're not.
They said they're not. They look exactly alike. I still can't tell the difference.
I think that's the surgery. But
you know
what?
You're right.
But they said. But they say it in episode 5. I just remember that. But they're not identical.
Okay.
But yeah, so they're not identical.
Yeah. Nina and Diana are the fake Kardashian ones. Mm-hmm. They are Iranian and Norwegian. So imagine what that looks like.
I don't know. Then you have Dion and Diamond. Their names are spelled interestingly, but they're black.
Yes.
Dion is the boy. Diamond is a girl.
Dion is the super nerdy. Like, I find he's extremely cute, but I see him on the show and I'm like, who put you up to this? This is never the place for you.
First of all, the man was high the whole time, but I digress. It's okay. We're going to move on. So then we have Kaz and Kieran. They are twins. Very hot, not identical. They're British as well. So they're British. Diamond and Dion are American. They're from Florida, like I said. Florida. Joey and Karina are from the U.S. They're from Seattle. Maddie and Lily, I think, are from Texas.
I forget where they're from. Texas. Yeah, they're from Texas.
And then Jason and Chris, who are the dude bros.
The dude bros. They are from, where are they from? I think they're from Jersey. Because they keep saying, like, the girls in Jersey aren't like this. I'm like, girl, y'all in France.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we have two pairs of sisters, two pairs of brothers, and then two pairs of
twins.
Opposite gender siblings, not twins, opposite gender siblings.
Oh, my bad.
There we go.
Opposite gender siblings.
So six couples to start. Twelve potential couples. This is so confusing. I can't. Okay.
Yeah, it's 12 people overall, six pairs. Guess how many are black? Guess how many are people of color in general?
Just four people. Four individual humans are people of color. And so it's Diamond and Dion and Kaz and Kieran. Those are the only black people of color, the only black people. Just overall.
And there is one. So out of the four of them, three of them are men. So
yeah, we already know how this is gonna go. Exactly. We know how it's gonna go. They're only gonna date the white girls. We feel it in our chest. We know it.
Yes. Exactly. And then the other thing, I don't know. I guess some people kind of figure like the Iranian girls count as people of color.
No.
But I want to say to me, they do not.
No.
They are white. So just in case people tweeted us saying, Dina and Diana are people. No, they're not.
They're not. They're white women who have fake tans and lip fillers. Yes, they're not people of color.
They're not.
That's okay.
Nope. Mm-hmm. That's okay. I'm just clarifying for the ones in the back who are new.
Yeah. just letting y'all know. So they're getting to know each other. You see that Karina is immediately attracted to Kaz. Diana is also immediately attracted to Kaz. Kaz is attracted to Diana. But he and Karina have this eye thing going on where she keeps looking at him and he keeps catching her looking at him. And he's not opposed to it because remember, it's day one. There's nothing really happening yet. You know, we're just getting to know each other. Mm-hmm. And then we decide that, okay, let's start pairing up, right? The twins or the brothers, Jason and Chris, the Jersey boys, decided they're going to go for Nina and Diana. No matter what they say, that's who they're going for.
Yep.
Nina and Diana are just like, these dudes are mad annoying. We're just laughing because it's ridiculous. And these dudes are like, yeah, they love us. This is fantastic.
I feel like Nina and Diana were just too nice to say no. They're just like, uh-huh. Like, you know, and some guys just telling you lines and you're just like, I don't believe a single thing you say, but whatever. It's easier to agree with you than to
I disagree.
You disagree, really?
I think they like the attention. I think they don't care. It's not about them wanting to disagree with the guys. They just like the attention because there's a point, I can't remember which episode it is, but there's a point where Jason tries to kiss Diana and she says, no, we're not going to kiss. She rebuffs him. So she doesn't care about being nice to him in that moment. She just likes the attention they're lavishing on them because they feel they deserve it.
That's true.
Right?
I just thought it was funny because those two, they were like, oh, I like you, Diana. Nina, you're my type. And I'm like, they look exactly alike, y'all. They got big lips, big boobs, big butt. Y'all, you are not impressing these women at all. You don't know shit about these women. Like, Come on. And it was just so, it really annoyed me because they were like, oh, they're classy women. They're classy women. They're classy women. Like, you don't know anything about these women. Like, what, sir? Come on. So there's that. So the dude bros are going for Nina and Diana. The Kaz and Kieran are also interested in Nina and Diana.
Well, even that was kind of shaky, right? I wasn't sure who Kieran was actually interested in, but that's just because I think Kaz for sure wanted Diana up front, like off rip. But Kieran, I think, was just like, I think he was just kind of going to go where the vibes led him. And since Kaz was into Diana, it just made more sense for him to be into Nina. I think that he got to know her and liked her eventually, but I don't think that that was like a thing. But anyway, the first challenge they have, I think, for the date thing is who knows your sibling better. So,
oh my God, these questions were so awkward.
Super awkward. But Jason and Chris know a lot about each other, but Joey and Karina know more. And I'm not sure which was more disturbing.
Oh my God. I think the most disturbing part for me, I don't know why this was so disturbing, but was Dion. They asked Dion who was his childhood crush. This man said SpongeBob.
That was a lot.
And I was like, SpongeBob. That interesting, interesting choice. That's all I have to
That was a lot. That was a lot. Jason knew that Chris had slept with 85 women.
Exactly 85 again, women.
Here's the thing. I don't slut shame. You do whatever you got to do, right? If you want to give your mup away to 85, 105, 3,005, you slang that peen wherever you want to go. Give away your bussy. Let someone bust that wide open. But I think that for the purposes of this show, it's a little awkward for people who are potentially trying to date you to find out that you've slept with 85 women.
That you know it's exactly that, and that your brother also knows it's exactly that. Like, I don't know. For me, I'm like, I'm grown. Like, why am I keeping count?
I mean, you know? I counted once. Actually, no, I have a running list. So just because someone asked me once, and I was like, not like in a creepy way, like an actual friend was just like, how many people do you think you slept with? I was like, you know, let me pull out my little document here. I don't know. Do I remember everyone's name? Sort of. No. Sort of. I say
See,
sort
that
of.
Is why I can't keep a list.
I say sort of because I know the person's name, but I'm terrible with names. So I just use like the situational context as like the reminder. Yes. But I know their name, and I know someone who knows them. So if I was like, hey, do you remember that person that I hooked up with at this place, at that place? And they'd be like, oh yeah, insert name here.
So and so.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I'd be like, right, because that was your high school friend. You know who that is. Okay, great. So again, I think it's just weird that your brother knows the exact number of people that you slept with.
I definitely think that's weird too. Like, okay, it may be, okay, it's not so weird for you to know the exact number, but for your brother. And the thing is, okay, Jason and Chris aren't even actually brothers. They're cousins. They just are brother-like. So imagine your cousin knowing all the details of your sex life. It's kind of like, I don't know. I don't share.
I don't know. Cousins, I think, so. Okay, so my cousin, who you know, has covered for me for sexy times, and I've covered for them for sexy times. But right. It wasn't, but that's like for one specific person, like two specific people, like you don't really know. Like,
you're not rehashing your whole sex life with them.
Exactly. So it's funny. It's funny. I'll just, we'll keep going. So yes. Joey and Karina win this challenge, and so they get to decide who they're going on dates with. And so, but they have to choose a sibling pair. They can't choose an individual person from different sibling pairs. Right. So Joey takes one for the team and says, you know what? We're going to go out with Kaz and Kieran.
Right. So Karina is very into Kaz. So she's like, please do this for me. And he's like, all right, we got this. So
yeah.
Joey and Karina and Kaz and Kieran are on a date.
And honestly, it looked like a great date, to be honest, because Kieran and Joey are like actually super funny. Like, you can tell that they vibe as bros. So it wasn't as uncomfortable as it could have been. And then they go off to get wine.
Oh, you
quote
forgot
unquote.
The best part of the date.
Where?
The best part of the date was when Kaz and Kieran walk up and Kaz is like, oh, what's on the menu? And Karina's like, I don't know, me.
Listen,
like, girl, what? came out swinging, like
from the jump. She's ready because at this point she's peeped that Diana likes Kaz, so she knows that there's another woman in the house could be vying for Kaz's affection, and Kaz is a hot commodity, so she's trying to lock that shit down ASAP. I don't think Joey's feeling the same about locking Kieran down, but you know, we
still early days.
So Joey and Kieran go off to get more wine. Kaz and Karina get to talk. Karina's ITM is pretty much her kind of like fantasizing about them kissing. Kaz is kind of like, I like her, but I'm kind of thinking about Diana. So we'll see what happens. So they come back.
She is laying it on thick, though.
Like, she's
girl does not pull no punches.
she was going in. Yes. So they get back to the villa. She's all smiles, like this is a great date, even though she didn't get her kiss. Kaz goes out to talk to Diana and Nina. Nina gives them some alone time so they can talk. And then Kaz and Diana are like making out.
Yep. Pretty much. Kiss, a kiss, a kiss. Oh, but that wasn't the first kiss on the show, though.
No, the first kiss on the show happened while the date was happening. So that happened while the date was happening. Yeah. So this is just the Kaz storyline with Diana.
So
while the date was happening, everybody else was back at the villa, right?
And, you know, go ahead. Okay, yeah. So while the date's happening, all the other guests are at the villa and they're kind of just like figuring each other out, feeling each other out. The dude bros, Jason and Chris, this is when they have that moment with Nina and Diana and they're trying to really like push up on, especially Diana. And it was kind of funny because I think it was Jason who's trying to push up on Diana and he was like trying to kiss her and she's like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not kissing you. I need to get to know you more. And he was like, why? You got to live in the moment. And she was like, no, I don't do that. And I thought that was hilarious. She was just like, no, I don't live in the moment. Sorry. And I was just like, why do these men keep trying? But they are not deterred. They keep trying. And then, so they have the other sisters, Maddie and Lily. So Maddie and Lily, they're some blonde women from Texas. They're trying to pair Maddie with Dion, who, if you forgot, is the really nerdy guy from Florida. And so they're kind of on this, and not really a double date, they should just go off and talk to each other. And it's the weirdest date you have ever seen on reality TV. Like, it was kind of like his sister talking for him to, like, Maddie's sister. Like, it's like kind of like these sisters are like, okay, we think you two would like each other, like meet. And so Maddie's like, well, can I kiss you? And Dion's like, sure. And so they have the most awkward kiss that you have ever seen in front of their siblings. And I swear to God, like, I am nominating this moment for the most awkward reality TV moment of all time.
For sure. It's up there. It's up there. I gotta say, I think the cockroach landing on Chase's face on Too Hot to Handle was definitely like the most awkward moment.
I don't know. This was even more awkward. I felt the cringe through the screen, girl. It was bad.
Because the kiss itself wasn't terrible, right? It looked like they both enjoyed it. It was just like, why are your sisters both watching and cheering you on while you kiss each other?
And their conversation before, it was like Dion wasn't completely turned to her. Like, he was like kind of turned to her, but his like shoulder wasn't, like, he's talking to her over his shoulder. And I was like, does this guy ever talk to a woman in his life? Like, I don't.
No. And the thing that we realized throughout Diamond and Dion's stint on the show, because they do get sent home at some point, is that he has no idea how to talk to people.
Nope.
Like, at all. And so he doesn't initiate a conversation ever. And so if his sister doesn't say, yo, what's going on with you and my bro, nothing ever happens. And so if for a show that's supposed to be about siblings wing-peopling each other, he's a terrible wingman.
Oh, man. He's
terrible.
He did absolutely nothing. Like, he... I was like, this is why having your sibling as a wingman is the absolute worst idea. Because I feel like, I honestly feel like with Dion and Diamond, like she dragged him on the show and she was like, please do this with me. Like, it probably took her a lot of begging to get this man to go on the show with her.
And a lot of drugs.
He reluctantly did it. And a lot of drugs. The promise of weed.
Weed, shrooms, whatever it was that he was on. But he was just so out of it for a good portion of the time. I don't know.
Yeah, girl.
Again, this is not a shame thing.
But I'll tell you after.
Yeah, this is not a shame thing. You do whatever you want to do, right? So this first date's down. And so the next day, Kaz is like, yo, I got to pull Joey aside and let him know what's going on. Because Joey was like, I love Kaz from my sis, you know? So he comes to Joey as a man and is like, yo, I like your sister and all, but I'm really feeling Diana. Diana and I kiss after the date. Joey's a little upset, but he's like, you know, he didn't have to pull me aside to me like that. So I respect that. So go talk to Karina and tell her what's going on. Because Joey's kind of like, I feel a little hurt about it, but he's still my boy. So depending on how Karina feels, I'll know how to act. So Karina and Kaz go talk. And he's like, yeah, I like you, but I'm really all in on Diana right now. And that's kind of where my head is at. And she's like, okay. Well, you know, thank you for letting me know. Like, super polite, super posh. She goes off to have her little cry in the ITMs. Her feelings are hurt. It's only been 2 days, so I'm not really sure what this level of investment from anyone is about. Because when Kaz went on the date with Karina, Diana was flipping the fuck out.
Full-on meltdown, like, crying over a man she just met.
So
I was like, what is going on?
The emotions are running high in the first 2-3 days of this villa.
I was like, you met him yesterday, like, what?
So there's a lot of stuff, a lot of stuff, and then he had
basically he did that, and then he had to do a full-on press conference about, okay, I like Diana, because Diana and Nina's thing are very much like, they don't trust men, they get played by men, so if you like them, they want you to like them out loud, blah, 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 we met 2 days ago, but you must only like me type of vibes. So Kaz literally has to go to his brother, Kieran, Joey, and Karina, all before, just to say, yo, I like Diana.
And yeah. Then
he goes off and is all cuddly, cuddly with Diana and stuff.
But here's the best part of that. When he was telling Kieran about the kiss, Kieran is like, I'm disgusted, bro. Like, you've betrayed me. He's like, what do you mean? Like, you wait a full 24 hours to tell me you kissed her? And I was like, that's me with my best friends. So I get it. How dare you not, like, call me the second it happens? How dare you sleep next to me? How do you not sleep next to me? Hold on. Remember.
And just like whisper it.
Remember, they sleep next to each other.
Yes.
They have this, it's like this weird semi-bunk like bed environment. But the space is like the thickness of the length of your thumb, maybe. Or like, no, I'll say the length of your middle finger, which is the longer finger. That's the distance level-wise between your bed and your sibling's bed.
So you're sleeping right next to each other, because one is kind of like on top and next to the other, so you're sleeping right next, like, you, like, one can literally roll over into the other person's bed, so you're sleeping like right next to your sibling, which is so hard to wear. But we continue.
So of course he's done his full court press, he and Diana are all in. Diana is now like, great, let me be publicly affectionate with you. Yes. So they're kissing, so they're and cuddling everywhere.
Yes, cuddling, kissing, all up in front of Karina. And like, she's so sweet. Like, in her ITM, she's like, he's not a bad guy. He's just focused on her and not really caring about how I feel. And I'm like, girl, that's the definition of a bad guy. Like, I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but that's the definition of, like, inconsiderate, girl. But I mean, you just just met him 2 days ago, so,
you know. And that's also why she was feeling really invested, but she really shouldn't have taken it so personally, and didn't.
Definitely.
But I actually don't think it even makes him a bad person, because they met 2 days ago.
Exactly.
So is he being inconsiderate for not considering her feelings because he met her 2 days ago?
Yes. That's what I think. But these people in these villas seem to take on everything. Like, even though they just met.
So then they have a vote, like a surprise. There's 12 hours to get to hang out. Everyone's all cuddly, having a good time, whatever. Then Melinda surprises them at night by the way, they have a house phone in the house. And so it's like a lips phone, red lips phone. But when you pick it up, how does everyone else hear the call if it's like a house phone? I've been trying to figure this out the several episodes.
Girl, the magic of reality TV. Because I was wondering that too. I think like it's only like the second or third call. I was like, wait a minute, everybody can hear what she's saying. So what's the point of this lips phone?
Why are they holding it to their ear if everyone can hear what's being said?
Everyone can hear it. I don't understand. Anyway, you know what? People, reality TV producers think we're dumb. We can see.
So, Melinda surprises them. And she's like, great, cool. So y'all been having fun. Some of y'all haven't been doing shit. Because, in this time, in the 12-hour period, Diamond and Maddie are talking. Diamond and Lily are talking. Whoever is the one that doesn't like Dion.
Oh, yeah, Diamond. Yes, Diamond and Lily talk. So Diamond is very much like, oh, my gosh, like my boy. I got my boy Dion a girl, like super excited about it. Dion's really not that excited. I'm not even going to lie to you. Maddie and Lily are basically never speak about the kiss ever again. So Diamond's like, oh, my God, like I can't wait to hear all about how much they like my brother. So she goes to talk to Lily and Lily's like, yeah, no, Maddie doesn't like him. Sorry. So now Diamond has to go and break it to Dion that Maddie's not that into her. And bear in mind, Dion and Maddie have not spoken at all since the kiss. So I'm like, you couldn't tell. You couldn't.
But also, Dion didn't seek her out at all.
Nope.
And Maddie is not the person to seek anyone out. Exactly. So it's just like both of y'all were just hovering on opposite sides of the villa. Like, well, I guess we'll see if they talk to me today. No, that's not how that works.
And also, I don't think, like, I think when Diamond told Dion he wasn't an intern, I really don't think he cared that much. I think he was just like, you know, yeah, whatever. I'm doing this shit for you. So.
Yeah.
So there was that. So Melinda comes out and she's like, all right, y'all are going to vote for the siblings who are the best wing people, you know, the siblings that are helping each other out the most. So they all go off and make their decisions. And, you know, the winner is supposed to get a prize or whatever. The winner is supposed to get a prize? Yeah, the winner is supposed to get a prize.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know what the prize. Oh, I remember what the prize was. Yes.
Yeah.
So they all go out and vote, blah, 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 blah. Turns out Nina and Diana win, even though I did not see them help each other out at all.
I thought that Jason and Chris should have won. That, for me, made the most sense.
Because they honestly made a lot of effort to talk to people. Nina and Diana just accepted people's invitations to talk. And that was about it. Like, I do want to say, like, I think Nina did talk some sense into Diana, because when Diana was freaking out about Kaz going on a date, the man she just met going on a date, Nina was like, chill, girl, like, relax, like, he likes you. But that was the extent of the wing woman in, so I really don't know. Maybe there's something going on in that villa that we don't know, or maybe it's just that it's mostly men, and the men were going to keep the hottest people in the villa.
Correct. You know? So Nina and Diana win this thing, right? It's like, okay, great. Cool. There are two siblings who didn't get any votes at all. And you realize that's Maddie and Lily and Jason and Chris. Now, I have no idea how Jason and Chris didn't get any votes, except for the fact that it's mostly men and they're never going to vote for other men.
And they were annoying. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they didn't get any votes because they're kind of annoying.
Fair. Factual. So, but one of the prizes that Diana and Nina get is that they get to decide which one of these sibling pairs goes home.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise.
That's your prize. And at this point, I really don't care because it's two white pairs of siblings. So I'm like, yep. Either way, I win. We all win. So that's how that episode ends. And so episode three starts with them choosing to keep one. And who do you think they kept? People, drum roll, please.
Not the women, because I told you they like the fucking attention. So they kept Jason and Chris.
They keep the dude bros, even though the women were apparently the closest people in the house to them. I was like, sure. Sure. Anyway, so the dude bros live to see another day. Jason and Chris. I just prefer calling them the dude bros. And then, so the next event in the villa is that two men actually, and so they tell all the men and all the women, like, okay, we have some hot brunettes entering the villa. And so they're all like, ooh. So they separate the men and the women. They say, men, we want you front and center. Women, go away. So the women are on a patio or like upstairs watching from up top. And so they bring in the two brunettes, and they're some fine ass men, y'all. Like, the men obviously were disappointed, but I was like, ooh. But I was like, interesting choice, because there are already a lot of men here. So what is going on?
Yes.
Turns out these two men are looking for men for their sisters who are also entering the villa, who we don't see yet. So they have to basically interview / go on a speed date with all the men and choose two of them to date their sisters. I can't really say much about that, except that Dion fell and it was hilarious.
Yep, he definitely tripped and fell in the pool. That was mm-hmm. a choice. Mm-hmm. And then you could see the women, of course, watching their brothers talk to these other dudes. And mm-hmm. so remember, by sending Maddie and Lily home, there are only four girls left in this house.
Yep.
That means there are four girls and there's like six guys. Right? Six guys. Yeah. So they've brought in two more guys. Makes eight, and two more girls. That makes
six girls. So six girls to eight. It's like six girls to eight guys at this point. So
too many men.
Some girls need to come in next time.
I agree. But I can tell you about episode 5. It's not girls that come in. It's men.
Oh, Lord.
Exactly. I mean,
good for me, not great for them. But
they're not even that cute, girl. They're not even that cute. Oh, this is okay. The part that's really upsetting, because you know I don't fuck with white meat like that. Mm-hmm. Like, but even
and
then,
it's
like,
more white men.
It's more white men.
Oh my God! Release us from these shackles,
right? But yeah, so the new guys, Jalen and Daniel, are interviewing all the guys, all mm-hmm. for their sisters. Daniel's sister is Julie, and Jalen's sister is Alara. So Jalen mm-hmm. and Alara, just so you know, are from Cyprus. They're Cypriots, mm-hmm. which is a very funny joke coming down the line in just a moment, right? So we say, okay, fine. Mm-hmm. This interviewing is happening. And so what happens is that, you know, Daniel and Jalen choose the people that they want to see their sister with. So right. Daniel chose... Who did he choose? I think.
Who did Daniel choose again?
Daniel
chose Chris, one of the dude bros.
Yes. And then Jalen chose Dion.
Dion, yes. And so the girls are watching, you know, are hidden away watching mm-hmm. all the guys go on these dates. So they had people in mind too. So Julie or Julia? Is Julia?
Julie.
Julie, who is Daniel's sister, wanted Joey, who mm-hmm. is Karina's brother, but yeah. she got Chris, who's the dude bro, and mm-hmm. Alara, who is, oh fuck, how do you pronounce his name? Jalen's sister yeah. really wanted Kieran, who is very much taken with Nina.
Yeah. Nina. Oh yes. Yeah. Because during that interview process, he's like, listen, because Kaz says straight up, he's like, listen, I am this, but I'm not trying to date your sister. I'm with Diana. And yes. so when Kieran says, yo, you know, I'm not trying to date your sis, I'm with my girl Nina. Nina, give them a wave.
Yes.
Like, he and calls Nina out. Right? So yeah. we know that Kieran and Kaz are taken by mm-hmm. the Kardashian twins. Mm-hmm. So the girls are not happy because they have no idea who the guys their brothers chose are until they show up for the date.
Right.
And there is a certain point where Alara and Dion are talking and she's just completely tuned out, and she just butts in and she's like, do you know the other guy? Yes. Kieran. Like, oh, what's going
the
on?
The other guy with the beard. Yeah. I was like, girl, what are you doing? To be fair, Dion mm-hmm. was talking a lot about shit.
And
I was like, sir, this is not first date conversation. Just blabbing on and on about stuff. And I was like, Dion. First of all, okay, I have a proposition for Netflix. There needs to be a reality show called Teach Me How to Date for people like Dion, who have zero clue how to date. Like, you know, a nice, wholesome Teach Me to Date show. you know, Netflix, hit me up. I got ideas.
Anyway. We got ideas. The man knows nothing. He knows nothing. He's just blabbing nothing. On. At the same time, Julie is not happy with Chase. She's just sitting there like, wow, why did my brother choose this guy?
She is just so, I'm honestly like, this girl is so like me, because she wasn't even trying. She was just like, I'm not interested. So we gonna sit here in silence. Basically, that was the vibe. Like, that date was colder than hell. Like, honestly, like, that date was colder than Connecticut during a blizzard. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. And I've been in Connecticut during a blizzard. It's not fun. Anyway, so I was like, yeah, there's a lot of chemistry missing on these dates. The brothers got it completely wrong.
Well, no, I think the brothers chose the guys that they would want to date. And so that means they got it right.
You think so?
Well, I mean, because remember, they don't know anyone at that moment, right? And they know they can't ask Kaz or Kieran because they're taken. That would be stupid. So they just choose the other guys that they think would be cool to date.
Yeah. Or I guess that they could see their sisters dating. I honestly, I feel like Chris misrepresented himself, because Chris on his date was just like, a lot of women say I'm a fuck boy, but I'm a really nice guy. And the girls immediately watching this were like, but her brother was like, oh, okay, he's a nice guy. I was like, men are dumb.
Men are dumb. Men are really dumb. But so we get back on the dates and none of the girls had a good time. Nope. And Alara immediately starts going for Kieran, like immediately. Yep. Mm-hmm. And Nina and Diana are not happy about it at all.
Not at all. Like, they are not having it. They do not like her immediately. Just and then I think that's the same night they play Pass the Parcel.
Yeah, they play Pass the Parcel, where, you know, you pass the present, wrap the present around. Whoever it stops on, they have to open a piece of the wrap. So usually once you open a level of the wrapping paper, I guess you just continue passing it around.
Yeah,
you're trying to get the present at the end. For them, there are questions on each of the...
like dares, like little dares and stuff, tasks that they have to do. And I was like, throw back. You know how long I haven't played Pass the Parcel? Like, since I was in primary school, I need to play it again.
I think they if you go to, like, you know, a white elephant party and parties like that, I think they still play something like that there.
Really? I have
like a Christmas party, So
it's going back on my list of games to play with people around. Anyway, sorry, enough of my tangent. So they're passing the parcel. Some highlights from Pass the Parcel is that Daniel, the fine one, who Karina likes, gets a dare to, like, kiss someone that he's interested in. And
Wait, you got the first part is the most important part, because Joey's dare comes first.
Oh, yes.
I'm like, you had to stop there. And I was like,
there's no way he's doing it. And he did it.
So Joey's dare was to lick the neck of the person that you think would be your sibling would be most interested in. And so Joey gets up there, walks over to Daniel, and lays a big old lick on his neck.
And I was like, oh my God, he did it. I didn't think he was going to do it, but he did it. Anyway, so then Daniel has to kiss somebody he's interested in. He kisses Karina. She immediately just leaves the planet. Like, her soul is no longer on this earth. And she's in bliss. She ascended straight to heaven. And then what else happened in Pass the Parcel? Kieran finally got to kiss Nina. They had this whole time they hadn't kissed. He was like, oh, I'm waiting for a special moment. Surprise, surprise. Turns out the special moment is a game. I forget what else, but those are the highlights.
I think, is it Chase or Jason? One of them is the one that had to give.
Oh, yes.
The striptease or the lap dance to the person, like, next to them, I think. So they chose, I think, Alara?
Alara, yes. Yeah. So Alara got a nice little lap dance from Chris or Jason. One of the dude bros. And then our girl Diamond also kissed one of the dude bros.
She kissed Jason.
Yes. It was a dare or whatever. So, like, after they're doing Pass the Parcel, she's sitting with Jason and Chris, and then she just starts kissing him again. And Chris is kind of there like...
Oh, actually, she didn't kiss him during the dare. She sucked his neck.
Oh.
That's what she did. She sucked his neck. And then she kissed him in real life.
Yes.
When she was hanging out with the two of them. But, I mean, girl, I don't get you. You have too much tequila. There's no hot guys that you're interested in who's interested in you. You know, it's a night of bad decisions, and you just made one, which she admits the next day. It wasn't for her.
Swiftly, the next day, she was like, nope, that is not going anywhere. With a quickness. She shut that shit down. So we're on to episode 4 now, and the next day, oh my God, the next day, Alara starts this episode off swinging, right? So everybody's like rehashing the night before, and da 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 da. And like,
they're still in bed.
Yes. Everybody's in the same room in bed, and they're asking questions like, oh, how is this? So they asked Kieran, like, how was your kiss? Because Kieran had just kissed Nina the night before.
She didn't ask Kieran. She asked the group, like, you know, she asked Nina, how was the kiss? And Nina said, wouldn't you like to know?
Oh,
so immediately starting the morning with spice. Yes. And then Kieran replies to diffuse attention. Because he was like, oh, yeah, you know, it was a good time. Got some nice tips, whatever, whatever. Yeah. And then Alara is like, I can do it better. And Kieran, because Kieran's a comedian. He was like, whoa.
But it was like, whoa. How way to come out just swinging. Like, this girl was made sure he knew. Kieran knew what was up. And Nina can't stand her ass.
Yeah, right. Nina is furious because Nina's like, oh, she's not being respectful. There's been respect in this villa the whole time. Y'all are not fucking friends. It's a dating show. What respect are you talking about?
Exactly.
So it's this whole thing that's happening there. And Diana and Nina are just feeding the toxic energy to each other. Just feeding it back and forth to each other.
Exactly what I said about enablers is exactly what's happening. Both Diana and Nina are just like these little negative birds, just look at that, and he's encouraging it, and and it was like, all right, girl, all right.
Because my thing is, like, he's not encouraging anything. He's just genuinely being a nice person.
He's being himself.
Kieran is just nice. He doesn't want drama. He doesn't want tension. He's just laughing and telling jokes. That's really what he does. And when he's with Nina, he's honest. And everybody in the house knows he only wants Nina. He's told Nina to her face, I only want you.
Right.
And she is still acting up over some other girl that he doesn't even know, saying shit like, oh, well, he should be defending me. He should be picking up for me. For what? You started this shit. Like, you literally started this. So she's reciprocating the same energy that you're coming with.
And also, you just met this man 3 days ago. What loyalty are you demanding? Like, this is what gets me, right? It's like, I can understand if you were with this guy for like a couple of weeks. You know, like, you know, you spend all day, every day with somebody for like a week or two. I get the attachment. It's been like 3 days. Like, this man owes you nothing, basically. What is the issue? The point is to come on here and date. Like, what is the issue? And the thing is, you can tell, like, they're the type of woman where if other men who they were interested arrived, they would have no problem flirting. Like, zero.
I can tell you for a fact that that happens.
Oh, my God. Okay, and now I need to watch episode 5.
Yes.
Now we're getting the juice.
But yeah, like, it just doesn't go well, right? Like, this whole Nina's picking fights with Kieran and
fights. Yeah, Diamond squashed that thing with Jason and Chris. The other thing I wanted to highlight is Dion. So a bunch of people in the bathroom, and Dion decides to ask everyone, would you rather poop through your penis or have no ears? And everybody kind of is looking at him like, sir, what?
I literally paused and I was like, would you rather what? Dion, why? First of all, not everyone in this room has a penis. That's rude. Number one. Number two, what does pooping out your dick and not having ears have to do with each other?
Have to do with each other? What? And for somebody who doesn't have a penis, what does that even feel like? Like, you wouldn't even know how that felt like. Nobody would know how that felt like. Anyway, I ran a poll on Twitter, and a bunch of you, 67% of you said you'd rather have no ears.
And you know what? Being deaf is not bad, okay? Being deaf seems you have your own language in anything. I think it'd be a bit difficult to explain in any language, sorry, gotta go, I poop out my dick. I think that would just be a little, you know? Like, what is a sign like? What is the ASL version of that? Sorry, I'm pooping out my dick.
Poop out my dick.
Like,
but, and it's just so, it's so weird because it's like, why? Like, why? Honestly, if I had a dick and pooping out of it was easy, I would prefer that, because then you could just like act like you're going to pee and just whip it out and be like, okay, well, I guess I'm pooping.
I can't even believe this is a conversation we're genuinely having on the show.
Thank Dion, okay? Thank Dion.
I think I'd like to opt out of this subscription to the planet. How do I unsubscribe and move to a new planet? Thank you.
You can follow Karina. She's still in heaven.
Yeah.
So we move on. Jason and Chris are a little put off because Jason's like, oh, Diamond just gave up, like, just because she's not attracted to me, like, she didn't even try. And it was like, sir, why would you want her to? First of all, these guys are a problem because one of them, I forget, I think Jason has tattoos. And he was telling Una or Dan, one of them, like, oh, I don't like girls with tattoos. But those tattoos are like are fine because they're small. Meanwhile, this guy is tatted the fuck up. Mm-hmm. What do you mean you don't like girls with tattoos, sir? If you don't
the misogyny of it all, I was just not having it. And then, because the other thing is, like, there was another part. Okay, so I think Chris might actually not be a bad person. Mm-hmm. Why do I say that? Because so while the date was happening with, you know, Chris and whatever, and the guys were asking some people, the girls in the house, like, oh, what do you think of the guys that we sent our sisters on dates with? And Diamond let it slip that, because, you know, Karina, the Nina and whatever, were just kind of like, we're not talking about this. Mm-hmm. Diamond let it slip that, you know, Chris has slept with, you know, 85 girls. Mm-hmm. And that definitely turned what's his name off of Chris. So like, when Chris came back to the house, Daniel, he was not really talking to him like that, right? Mm-hmm. And so Chris was actually genuinely upset about it. He was like, oh, I think they heard about the 85 thing. And he actually looked kind of sad, and Jason was definitely cheering him up. I think that Jason and Chris are great brothers. They're great for each other. They, you know, support each other, whatever. And it really actually made me wonder if there was something more to the fact that he slept with 85 women. Because the way Jason was talking, like, yeah, you know, but you recognize and like you're working on yourself, da da da. And again, this is going to get very heavy, very fast. Content warning for conversations about sexual assault, right? Mm-hmm. And I say this now, and then I'll tell you when I'm done talking about it. You will see that in some people, they tend to sleep around a lot more after having been assaulted or as they discover their sexuality, etc. Some people, this is not like a general thing, whatever, whatever. I notice it in some people, like when they're grieving or when they're going through troubled emotional times. Like
they become hypersexual, which is, and it happens a lot, especially with people who were like abused, especially by like older people. It gets into this like hypersexual type of thing as a way to rebel against it.
Yes. So, and so I'm wondering, again, it's not me assuming or saying, and I'm wondering if that's a part of it. Because they're like brothers, but they're not actually brothers, but they're raised in a sense by brothers. So I'm wondering if he has some trauma around sex in his life, or just trauma in general that led to this. Because if he's not doing this now, because they made it seem as if he's not doing this anymore, that he is just like trying to be a different person and like trying to change. So only, you know, either he's been to therapy and he's working it out, or he got someone pregnant, or he got an STD. Like there are certain things that, you know, like will stop people in their tracks. Like, so again, this is just me speculating that maybe something happened to trigger this hypersexuality, and maybe something has now happened to snap him out of the hypersexuality phase.
Yeah, maybe there was a turning point or something. I also wonder, look, so we don't know the ages of any of these people. They don't put, unlike Love Island, they don't put the ages up. And I feel like I need to see the ages too, because that can help influence a lot of things too.
I don't think anyone there is over 30. don't think anyone definitely there is not. Over 30.
Definitely not. I highly doubt anyone there. They're barely over 25. Like,
well, there is a comment that Jason makes about liking older women when he's talking to Diana. So I'm wondering if they're like maybe like 28, maybe, and then everybody else is like 20. Well, no, I think Jason and Chris are like probably, I think one of them is like 26 or something like that. And this is just me guessing based on how they interact, right? I think one of them is older than the other one, obviously, because they're not twins. So I think one may be 24, one may be 26 or something. And then I think the twin girls, the Kardashian extras, are 28 or something. I think they're closer to 30 than anyone else. Because how do I say this nicely? I have met women very similar to that from similar cultural backgrounds who are even older than myself.
And act young, because they act the youngest.
I don't think they act young. I think they act fucking entitled.
Yeah.
I think that it's an entitlement issue as opposed to an age issue, which is why I think that they might be in their mid-late 20s and a lot of people are in their like mid-early 20s. That's what I'm thinking. Oh yeah, we finished talking about the sexual stuff.
Yes, that's done. So moving on with the show, I can't remember what else happens before they have this like award ceremony. Was there anything else significant that happened before that? No. Yeah, I couldn't remember either. So they have this like award ceremony where they give out awards for like, you know, funniest person in the villa. Kieran gets that. I forget what are the other ones. I think some
most supportive sibling. Yeah. A couple other things like that.
Joey got that one.
He did.
The most supportive of all the people in there. Or like best wing woman or some best wing man or something.
Yeah.
I think one of the dude bros got some. Anyway.
No, it was Jason who got it.
Yeah.
And then there was another one that was being handed out, and then Melinda shows up and she's like, I have a thing to vote on that you're not going to like. We got to vote people to go home tonight. Like, who do you think will not find love in the house?
Yep. So they all have to go and choose another. And so this time she's like, y'all have to choose a pair of siblings who you don't think is going to find love, and they leave tonight. So this time they go into deliberations knowing that somebody is going to go home. They're sending the person home. So
the new people do get to vote, but they're exempt from elimination because they just joined like the day before.
Exactly. So they go and choose people, and I kind of knew who they were going to choose going into this, because it was like, look at the options. So they choose Diamond and Dion because they're like, yeah, they're not finding love. And I was like, you know what, I really don't want to see the black people go, but it kind of makes sense. Dion was clearly not interested, and Diamond was like, yeah, no. So Diamond and Dion leave, and oh lord,
that's it.
And so that's that. Something else happened, because I'm looking at my tweets as we're talking about this show. I'm looking at my tweets and they have something about Jalen trying to flirt. Oh, and that was the next day. But yeah, that was that for the night. So Diamond and Dion leave, and it's kind of sad. And I'm like, no, Dion was my entertainment. I'm not gonna lie. The man slept in like a chicken onesie every night.
Well, and also he was the first person to catch Kaz and Diana kissing, because remember he walked into like the living room when they were making. I was like, oh, I'm just gonna get some water. Sorry.
He was funny. He was legit. But yeah, that was my dude, man. That was my dude. SpongeBob crush.
Yep. Nope. That's it. It's over. Thank you. So that's the elimination in episode 4. And then I think the next day they give the siblings dates, right?
Yeah, the next day, hold on. Yeah. Yeah, the next day. Okay, so the next day, so at this point, both Jalen and Joey are interested in Julie.
Yes, Daniel's sister, yeah.
Yeah, Daniel's sister, Julie. And Karina is interested in Daniel. So this is the plot of the next phase the next date, right? So Joey trying to flirt consists of showing Julie how to dance, how to do the salsa, and it's very cute. And Jalen trying to flirt is like, yeah, y'all have fun.
First of all, Alara was just kind of like, oh yeah, like Jalen, why don't you pop in? And Jalen in his eye table is like, I don't know how to dance. Like, why are you trying to get me to do this?
I don't know how to do salsa. So he kind of just leaves them like, no, y'all have fun.
And then Joey was like, oh, did I block you, bro? And he was like, no, go ahead. Like, it's fine.
Like, go ahead. I'm like, Jalen, I guess I'm game, bro. And at the same time, Karina is talking to Joey, and then Danielle's like, I want to talk to her. So they talk and they kiss, and this girl is back in heaven. Danielle is fine as fuck. I'm so happy for her because that man is
attractive. He is attractive. I'm into it.
Very into it. Anyway, so then Alara and Jalen get a challenge, right? So their challenge, is to convince some people that, I guess, or convince another sibling.
Yeah, pair to whatever. Convince a pair of siblings that they're going to take a bath together. Mm-hmm. And so they need those siblings to stop people from coming into the bathroom while they bathe together.
Very sus. So Alara and Jalen like, all right, okay. And then if they can complete this, they get dates. So they're like, all right, like, we need these dates. Like, these people are pushing up on the people we want. Like, we gotta really do this. So they go into the bathroom, and guess who they see but Nina and fucking Diana. The worst people that Alara can ask. And so they kind of try and ask them, and both Nina and Diana are like, y'all are fucking weird. Like, let's get out of here.
Yeah, so it doesn't work out in that instance.
No.
But don't worry. They have other tries. There are several other sibling pairs to go up against, okay? They can get this.
So the next people they ask are Kaz and Alara's crush, Kieran. So Alara's like, this is the most embarrassing thing I've ever had to do.
So Kieran is plucking his eyebrows, right? So he's like doing his thing, and she's like trying to like low-key flirt, but also like whatever. So they're like, okay, we're going to improv this time. We're not going to like come in like with a rehearsed thing. Mm-hmm. So then Jalen is like, cool. Ah, man, I feel like whatever. I'm going to get a bath. And then she was like, oh, I'm getting in. And you see Kaz and Kieran look up immediately.
They're looking at each other like, what is going on with these black people?
Like, you know, the black people looking at each other, they be look like, what the fuck?
Exactly. Just that silent talking to each other with their eyes thing. Like,
and then Kieran is like, you're going to get in the bath together. And they were like, yeah, why not? Is that weird? And Kieran's like,
and they're like, yeah.
You're going to get in the bath together? Like, together?
He said, it was so funny, he said, top to tail, which I guess meant, like, butt ass naked.
Yeah, no, top to tail. Like, yeah, you know, like, come on, like, what is happening here? And so Kaz is just trying to keep it together. Kieran is, like, genuinely perplexed and just keeps asking, like, are you sure?
Asking all these questions. And so they convince Kieran that it's part of their culture.
Their Cypriot culture?
Part of their Cypriot culture. Like, yeah, y'all don't bathe together? Like, yeah, we take baths together. Like, it's part of our culture, you know?
And then Kira's like, I'm not judging, okay? Right. There's a lot about cultures I don't know. I just, you know, I ain't never heard that. Like,
it was so funny. Because it was both Jalen and Alara like, yeah, that's weird. That's not weird. Knowing full well how fucking weird it is. So anyway, they ask the guys, oh, and they're like, oh yeah, can you guard the door to make sure nobody comes in? And they're like, all right, yeah. You can tell at this point, they're like, okay, these weird white people are doing some weird white people shit. Like, let's just say yes.
Yeah, they're like, I guess, okay, like, sure.
So they agree, and Jalen and Alara win the challenge. They get to go on a date, and you know, the house, they call, you know, Melinda calls the lip phone, and the lip phone has a magical speaker that lets everybody know what she's saying, and she clarifies it was a challenge. These people aren't actually bathing together.
Yeah, but I was like, what in the Targaryen bullshit is this? Why are we bathing together? Why not something else? Why did it have to be taking naked bath time together as siblings who are in their 20s?
Weird. Let me tell you. This is so weird. You would never find me trying to do that. I don't care. I don't care what date. I don't care who I'm trying to date. No. I am fine.
It's over for me, sis. That's it.
Anyway, so obviously we pretty much know who these people are going to choose. So for this date, they don't have to choose another sibling pair. They can choose individual people. So then they choose people for each other. So Jalen chooses Kieran for Alara, like she has been dying for in her IDMs. And Alara chooses Julie for Jalen, who he has also been dying for in his IDMs. So they go on a date, and it's like it's such an awkward date. I'm not even gonna lie, this date was so awkward.
Because Julie is not interested in Jalen at all. No, she doesn't want anything to do with this man. She's like, oh, he's too nice to me. He keeps asking if I'm okay. Like, that's crazy. And I'm looking at her like, you almost busted your ass getting on that stool. Of course he wants to know if you're okay. Also, it's hot outside. Like, girl, why are you mad?
Oh, and he's nervous. Like, the way he described her like his dream girl. Like, for me, especially for me going out with a guy, if he keeps asking if I'm okay, I know it's because he's not okay. And he's trying to be okay, and he's nervous, and I think that's really cute. But she was not feeling it. She did that same silent shit where she was like, I'm not into this. I protest. I will not talk. So she didn't really talk. And so Alara's like, all right, like, my brother's floundering. Time for me to be wing woman. And she is the worst wing woman in the entire world. Like, I feel like in order to be a wing woman, you need to, like, you know, have some work with a little subtlety, you know, subtly nudge people together, suggest things. No. Alara goes right in. So she's like, so how do you feel about my brother? And he's literally sitting right next to her. And then so all four of them are like,
listen, Kira's ITM is like awkward.
Yes, she's like, tell me. So she's kind of like trying to get some girl talk, like, tell me the tea, girl, what do you think about my brother? And I was like, this is not the time or the place, and you don't know her. And Julie's kind of like, I don't even remember what she said. I just felt
she was like, oh, it's early, like, I'm still getting to know people, but he's nice, but I'm really thinking about Joey.
Yeah.
And so it was and Jenna was like, okay, fair, because what else can he fucking say to that? The most awkward thing.
Exactly. It was so awkward. So, and then Alara tries to flirt with Kieran, and I feel like, in my opinion, he was being friendly, you know, not exactly pushing her off, but not taking her on either. Just, he's kind of an expert at staying in that middle ground where it's like, I'm not turning you off, but I'm not turning you on.
And he has clearly said he's into Nina. He said it in the comments, I'm into Nina. And so Jalen was like, well, if Nina wasn't here, would you be into Alara? And he was like, yeah, if Nina was not here, I could see that because we have good banter. Like, it was very, like, conditional. Like, the only way I could be into your sister is if Nina was no longer an option for me, kind of thing. Right? And Alara was like, great, that's exactly what I wanted to hear. And her tip, she was like, jackpot, I have an in. No, what? No, and so the whole time, Nina is watching this with Diana, and she's just like, oh, I can't believe that he's like, he has his arm around her. He has not touched this girl, not once, okay? He has his arm around her, and he's laughing. Why is he laughing so loudly? And it's a whole thing. And I'm looking at her like, bitch, are you okay?
And they're egging each other on. They're like, oh, that's not okay. Like, you see, like, he keeps taking her on, and like, he talks to her. That's not okay. It's like, y'all are your own worst enemies. Like, they're just egging each other on. Like, look at him. He's smiling. That's not okay. Why are you smiling with another woman? It was like, girl, are y'all okay? So, rightfully, Nina, Diana, Kaz, and Kieran are all having a conversation after the date. And, it naturally devolves into an argument. So It's kind of funny because I tweeted out one quote from that argument where Cass is basically telling Nina and Deanna, like, he's only got eyes for you and he's told everyone that. And they're like, I don't care about that. What? So what do you care about then? What? Like, he's literally going around telling everyone that he likes you and that's not enough, girl. Bye. So this episode ends in self-sabotage because the girls basically are like, you're not doing enough to show us that you like us. Meanwhile, the guys are literally telling everybody who will listen that they are interested in these women and that's not enough. So they did. I guess they kind of break up. I don't even know if they're truly break
yeah,
up.
I mean, like, you know, he asked her, like, so are you saying it's over? And she was like, yeah. So he's like, all right, cool. So he just walks away. Because, I mean, what else is he supposed to do?
Yeah. So it was Kaz and Deanna, right? Kaz, they just broke up over this Kieran and
No, Nina it was Kieran and Nina
it was
who
Kieran
broke
and
up.
Nina. Yeah. I remember Kaz walking away, too.
No. Kaz didn't walk away. Kaz actually stayed there. It was only Kieran who left. So what happened was they do all that stuff, but, you know, Deanna and Nina are laying into Kieran, and Cass is like, whoa, that's my brother. You're not going to talk to him like that.
Yeah, because he wasn't
he backs
doing
his
anything.
Brother up. He literally was doing nothing wrong. And I'm just like, absolutely the fuck not. Y'all are not going to be talking to my brother like that. And I was like, shout out to Kaz, because he and Deanna are totally fine. Like, they're in a great relationship. But he's like, what you and your sister are not going to do is disrespect my brother and call him names. What you're not going to do is that. Exactly. Not to my homeboy. Not to my home skillet.
he's like, who is you? Who is you talking to my brother like that? So they rightfully walk away. I don't know. Nina and Deanna, they need to go to therapy. Because it's just like, why are y'all so insecure? Like, why are y'all so insecure? I don't understand. I mean, it probably, you know, past experiences. But still, like, the man did nothing. Like, the man went on a date that people put him on. He didn't even choose to go on a date. They chose him. Anyway, so the lesson of the story is don't go for men who people want if you know that's going to be an issue.
Listen. Okay, so I have a thing open that I can tell you the ages of some of these people. Okay. Yes, so Maddie was 20. Lily was 22.
You are young.
Kaz is 30.
What?
Kieran is also 30 because they're twins. Duh. So Kaz is a firefighter. Wow. Kieran, of course, is a banking consultant. Wow. Jason is 27.
Wow.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Chris is also 27. Okay, so they're like...
Same age? They're 27?
They're 27.
They act like they're 22.
Diamond is 25.
Diamond.
Dion is 22. That makes perfect sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
The twins are 29. So I was close. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You were very close.
They're 29.
Yes.
And Karina is 23.
Oh,
Joey is 28.
Wow. There's a big gap between them.
Danielle is 25. Julia, I guess her name is Julia. She's 21.
Wow.
Alara is 22 and Jalen is 25.
Alara is 22 and Jalen is 25. Oh, okay. So wait, wait. Joey is 28?
No, Joey's 28. Joey's 28, yeah.
And Julie is 21. Julia is 21.
Julia is let me double check that again, because you know me, I forgot as soon as I read it because I scrolled away. Julia is 21. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
how that goes.
Technically they're in their 20s. It's supposed to be a thing. But then, okay, so let's look at this a different way, right? Alara is Lara is 22 and she's interested in Kieran, who is 30.
Oh, yeah, Kieran's 30. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Daniel is, you know, in the right age. Daniel's 25, Karina is 23, so that kind of goes so together.
Yeah, they go
you know,
together.
And of course, you know, the twins go together, you know, Nina and Kieran and them. So I'm like, I'm looking at these things and I'm like, okay, age wise, it's not that bad. Mm-hmm. Cause you know, Dion and what's her name? Yeah. Maddie would have also been in, oh, no, they would have been yet. In a good age yeah. range together, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. So it's not bad, the age pairings, except for mm-hmm. the fact that, you know, these kids are like gaps. Mm-hmm. the gaps. Yeah.
Which, and now I know the ages. I'm kind of glad Maddie didn't really go for anyone because that girl's 20. She can't even drink.
Well, she can. They're in France. The legal drinking is 18.
That's true. And where she lives, she can. She still can't drink.
That's right.
So, wow. Anyway, mm-hmm. I'm glad. I'm kind of happy I know these ages now. The twins definitely surprised me for sure. And yeah, both sets of twins. The guys and the girls definitely surprised me. I was not expecting yeah. some 30-year-old twins to be on the show.
Yep, exactly. No. But I told you they were older. I was like, I know these kids are not in their early 20s. I know these the fake Kardashians are not in their early 20s. They are definitely yeah. like older than that. I'm trying to see if there's any, if they give the full cast list on any website. So you could, instead of just like who's in the promo photos. I'm trying to see. Okay. I'm even looking on just Jared, and you know I hate Jared. I'm trying to look and see, like, okay, like, is there anybody else who we can say? Because I know in episode 5, we get introduced to a couple more people. Mm-hmm. And they are also twins.
Oh.
The white guys who come in are also twins.
Oh.
And that's interesting to me.
More white guys. Yay.
More white men.
Anyway, yeah. But yeah, y'all, that's how episode 4 ends. Episode 4 ends with basically the twins self-sabotaging themselves. So there's that. Lots to look forward to in episode 5, apparently. So I'm going to watch that tomorrow.
Yes, no, for sure. You have to watch it tomorrow. I definitely think it's worth talking about. Let's see. Is there anyone else they bring in? Oh, no, they don't even show. I hate when they do that, when they have all these cast people and they don't show the full cast anywhere. I hate it. I hate that.
Yeah. But I guess people are in and out.
All the episodes dropped on the same damn day.
That's true. And Photoshop exists.
So. It shouldn't matter.
should Photoshop all of the cast together, really.
they really could. They really could. Yeah. But it's okay. No problem. I'm fine. I'm just a little irritated. But I also, you know, have kind of looked at the spoilers to find out who ends up together and who doesn't, just because I'm curious. And I'm nosy and I have no shame in that. I'm not going to tell Lex. Yeah. I'm just going to let you know that I have looked ahead to see who wins and if anyone is still together. Because I
Jen
have to
loves
know.
A spoiler.
Yeah,
Jen loves a spoiler. Like, I don't know anybody who loves spoilers as much as you. You're just like, you know what? I'm getting right to the end of this shit.
Why would I waste my time if the end is not satisfying? Okay, if there was a way to spoil like the other, life? Like The Bachelor. No, there's a way to spoil like The Bachelor or whatever. Why would I even bother? Obviously, life is not going to end well, Lex. If it was about the spoilers, I would already have ended it, okay? I would already have exited to a different planet. It's not about the spoilers for real life. It's about TV shows.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
So, yeah. For me, it's about the journey, not the destination.
Sure. Okay.
Not the destination shit.
Okay. So, yes, they really have way less women on the show than I thought they would.
Wow. I wonder if they just couldn't find women... who wanted siblings. To date with their siblings, you know? Because immediately both me and you are like, no, hard pass.
But
and
of course,
I feel like there are probably a lot of brothers who are like, no, I don't want to see my sister on the show.
Yeah. But most of these people are just like, you know, they're okay. Also, there's no more people of color who joined the show. I can tell you that upright.
Are you fucking serious?
Yep.
So why am I watching this?
Well, I wanted to tell you that up front because I knew you'd be mad if you kept watching and found out that way. I knew you'd be mad about that. Because imagine you watch a show to episode 10.
I would definitely be mad. Oh, my God.
I do not see any more people of color. I mean, and this is just with the spoilers that I've seen episode, like, 7. So I don't know how this turns out.
We're going to write a letter to Netflix, okay?
Where are the Negroes?
Where are the Negroes? And they need to have a reality show teaching people to date. Let's write a letter. We're going to write a letter.
Well, we're gonna pitch them and hope that they fund us for the show that we want to put on Netflix.
To teach people how to date. Not that I have any idea, but I feel like I have enough experience so I can call myself a dating expert. Somebody did call me a dating expert once, and I was like, you know what?
Really?
I've dated enough.
You know what I miss? I miss Dating Around. That really was like the best show.
It definitely was. That show is my shit. I was just thinking about it the other day too. I really like the diversity in Dating Around. It's people of all sorts of different ages, backgrounds, careers, like such cool, interesting people. I think I started Dating Around Brazil
to get
Netflix in. And oh my God, in one of those episodes, there was a trans man on there. And I was like, she better choose this fucking man. She better choose this man. And she did. And I was so
love it.
Happy. I was like, yes, this is a zaddy. So Dating Around Brazil, y'all. If you need your Dating Around kicks, go ahead and watch Dating Around Brazil.
Yeah, just go back and watch the old stuff. And that's what it is, too. It's like, I don't know, like now would be the perfect time in this, according to the government, post-pandemic world. Not in real life, but according to the government, post-pandemic world. This would be the perfect time to do a Dating Around show. And I'm also still mad that The Bachelor just scrubbed Listen to Your Heart from, like, everything. Like, they took the Instagram page, took everything.
You love that show, yeah.
It's not that I think the show was actually better than the past couple seasons of The Bachelor.
Really?
Like, the show was better than a lot of what they put on TV recently. And I'm like, why would I want that to go away?
Yeah. It's kind of interesting that they didn't even try it again. You know, not even a second season. But I guess it's like Winter Games, because I feel like they only did that once and then just never talked about it.
Oh, they said they were going to have a Summer Games, remember, during the pandemic, and it never fucking happened.
Which we should have figured.
we know. I'm still waiting on that senior bachelor bachelorette show. Still waiting on that shit.
Me too. Where is that? I need it. Inject it into my veins. We need a senior dating show. Netflix, but let's talk.
Listen, y'all, Lex knows how to write pitches. We can pitch you something real good. All we need is someone to help talk about the budget with, but I know we have some potential producer people in our DMs sometimes.
Oh, we do?
People who work as producers on other dating shows, not ones that we talk about. So there are ways to be like, maybe y'all will know how much money it costs to film a show.
Yeah.
Let us know. We can put together a budget. Like, I think this would be a good idea. We can make this happen.
I'm putting it into existence. We're going to have our own dating show where we cast diverse people, truly diverse people, and it's lit. It's going to happen, hopefully. Yes, it will. You know what? Words mean things. It will happen. If that's something we're interested in.
Yes. For real. Yes, if it is. So next week, we're going to be covering the rest of the season of Dating and Related, just because why extend it beyond that? It's not that the show doesn't have that much juice for us to be like, oh my God, like for sure.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, the following week, I guess we can talk. I don't know. Let me not plan too far ahead.
Yeah, we can figure it out. I mean, there's also Cosmic Love, if you're interested in watching that. There's also, what was the other show I was watching? Oh no, that wasn't the reality show, my bad.
Speaking of, on my Criminal Minds update, so I'm in season two, about halfway, I think, through season two. I'm still getting this, you know, family connection vibe, but obviously Elle lost her mind, season two, episode 5, if you know, you know. And then they brought in Prentice, and I'm like, but Elle should have never come back. Because first of all, I mean, for spoilers, people who have never watched Criminal Minds like myself prior to this week, Elle gets shot in her home by an unsub, which is who they call like a suspect, whatever. And she almost dies. And I kind of wish that she would have died.
Oh, no.
Because bringing her back for those episodes where she was back, it was just not that great. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just not. She was only, I think, 4 episodes after that, and then that was it. You know, like 4 episodes, that was it. And she lost her mind in those episodes. She genuinely lost her mind. And that's okay. But she should have never come back to work. And I think that we should have just exited her at the end of season one. I think that would have been the best fit. She should have died. Everyone should have had their little guilty feelings about it. And we should have moved on. Just saying. Just saying. We didn't need the de-evolution. I think that was not necessary. But of course, Garcia and Morgan are still besties, you know, their little flirtation, you know, and to the point where even now in the room with the team, they're just kind of looking at him like, nigga, are y'all together or what? Because you be calling her baby girl and da da da, like, oh, you know, look up who is the best person in the world for me and tell me how to. She's like, oh, daddy cakes, like, I know it's you kind of shit, right? Like, they're that flirty, like, funny banter, like, you know. Aww. And there was a point in one of the episodes where he was by somewhere and a bomb went off, or like, and so she's like calling his cell phone because she is like super worried about him. And he was like, hey, what's up? She's like, oh, you know, we saw it on the news and there was whatever. And he was like, it's okay, baby girl, I'm fine. And so my question is Morgan her dominant and is Garcia his submissive? I don't know.
Questions and answers. I don't know.
Questions and answers. Are they in a DS dynamic? Are they in a DS dynamic? Is that why he calls her baby girl all the time? I don't know.
You let me know. And if they are, I'm gonna watch.
They're not. I already know they're not. But like in the subtext, for the people who write fan fiction, do you have Morgan and Garcia in a DS dynamic? Because I see it.
Let us know. If you have fanfics, link it to us.
Exactly. Absolutely. I want to see. That's all I have to talk about. I just be out here working and shit. And I don't know if they're preparing to go far, far away.
It's still not even hit me. So on Saturday, Saturday after this episode releases, which is the 10th, I'm going to Colombia. Via New Jersey. I have a layover in New Jersey. And then I go from New Jersey straight to Colombia. And then, yeah. I have an apartment to stay in. So there's that from October. So I'll be wandering around for like 2 weeks. And then I'll be in an apartment from October. So that'll be nice. I'm looking forward to it. Colombia is very cheap. I'm going to go to the doctor.
Girl, do it.
That's what I'm looking forward to. Like, yes, I can get healthcare. Cheap healthcare.
Victory is ours. Like, shit. It's terrible. Healthcare in the U.S. is fucking terrible, and we all know it.
It's so bad. It's so bad. So every time, and I remember somebody asked me traveling around, they're like, what do you do about insurance? And I was like, really, the only place that I worry about having insurance is the States. Everywhere else is cheap. I can walk in and get insurance fine. It's just when I go into States, the first thing in my mind is like, oh my God, I better not injure myself or else that's a bill. That is all that's going through my mind in the States. I better not injure myself or else I will be in debt. So,
yep.
Outside of the States, I'm great. In the States, you need insurance. Like, it's correct.
Because like, even in the Caribbean, even though things would be expensive, and expensive in the sense where compared to minimum wage, it is expensive to go to the doctor, but you don't need insurance to go to the doctor. You can just walk in anywhere.
And you can still, like, even here in Antigua, like, you can still apply for benefits or health.
Yeah, like government insurance.
And refunds on things. So it's not that bad in Antigua. And I've been to the doctor in Antigua twice so far, and it's expensive, but it's not as expensive as if I were to go to the doctor in the States. Like, I went to a dermatologist here without insurance, and I'm pretty sure I paid the same amount that I would have paid with insurance in the States. So yeah, y'all, healthcare is not cheap. Anyway, so that's all I had to talk about, too. So, you know, wish your girl luck and also celebrate with me about cheap healthcare. Yes!
Yeah! Yay! So, we'll be looking. So, next time we record, you'll be in Colombia.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we will record next.
It's gonna be great.
Tuesday, yes, it'll be great. I'll have good Wi-Fi. It'll be awesome.
Yeah.
But that's all from me. So thanks again for listening to us talk endlessly about things that interest us. Really appreciate y'all. I'm Lex. She's Jen. And we are the Blatchlorettes. Catch you next time, y'all.
Bye, 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 bye.